ratio.
There's more coming.
Thanks.
What happened?
Seriously.
Really?
Torres.
Oh, man, that's not good. All right.
How did the second day of the draft go? What are your overall thoughts on the 2 days?
I thought it was really productive for us, and you know, getting a couple of these goals. I think positionally we did a good job, and having the extra draft picks this year, where obviously we haven't had as much in the past, and it's really beneficial, and our staff was pretty enthusiastic.
Put your scouts to work this year, then?
Yeah, no, it was a real combination this year. Was, you know, the amateur and the pro scouts. The pro scouts certainly on the trades were, last few days was, you know, they did a great job, and the amateur guys, that was their day, a couple of days here for them, so it was good. We're very happy.
Probably the most hectic couple of days for you?
Definitely.
For the draft anyway, not just,
absolutely, around the draft, I think, in my, that was, when you're trading at Jordan Stahl, that's a huge deal. And then, of course, we had a number of draft picks, and then being the host city, that was even better. So, yeah, it was a exciting, tough few days.
Ray, do you expect next weekend maybe to be as eventful?
I don't know. I think we're in the position here. We've acquired some pretty good players, and we've acquired some cap space. So we'll sit down next week as a staff and see what direction we're going to go. And we're a little bit different right now than we were a few days ago.
Ray, how important was creating that cap space for you as manager to have that flexibility?
The cap space to create, I think, was a bit important, but at the same time, that was almost a byproduct of, you know, trading Zubetic Mikhailuk, a veteran defenseman. It was the younger players that we drafted are more ready to play, and we need to create some spots for them, and you know, instead of losing them, so we'll give those guys some chances. And a byproduct of that is trading a veteran player that has 3 years left, and so that created some space. And you know, with the Stahl Sutter deal, we're creating a couple million more there. So all in all, hopefully we're still a good, strong team, and with more cap space.
Do you feel that after the way this season ended, I know it was disappointing for you, that this was time for some changes?
Yeah, I think, you know, looking back, I mean, when we had the year-end press conference, it was a tough couple months, and it was really, the way we lost was very disappointing, and I expressed that, but, you know, to sit back and let the emotion take over is that, you know, again, you have a certain plan, and my plan was try to re-sign Jordan Stahl and keep him here and kind of see where we went for a year, and again, fly by the seat of your pants and try to figure it out after another year, but that didn't seem like it was going to happen, and just seemed like the right thing to do, as I said yesterday, to trade Jordan. And again, hopefully it's good for him and good for us in the long run.
What are the priority areas to upgrade between now and camp?
Well, I think, you know, we have to make some decisions here this week. We have to let the dust settle or take a look at our depth chart again. We certainly have to make decisions on guys like Aaron Asham and Steve Sullivan and guys like Park. And we'll do that this week and be in touch with our agents and see where that's going to go and make decisions leading up to July 1 as to how active we could be or if we're going to go in a different direction. So, again, this is all going to take place next week, and we'll have some meetings. And going into next weekend, we'll try to formulate some sort of sensible game plan.
Are there guys you simply wouldn't be willing to move? Is there anybody
on our team?
On your team who?
Yeah, I've got a few guys. I don't want to move.
Who would be on that list?
The usual.
Say GM is the trouble.
The guys we don't want to move? Yeah. I mean, 87, 71, guys like this, yeah. We're pretty tied in. So, we'd like to extend Sidney Crosby, and we'll continue to work on that. And you know, we do like our team. I'm not actively looking to trade any more players in our team. If something comes up between now and July 1 or after July 1 because of something we do, that's just what we have to look at again. So a lot can happen over the next 10 days.
I know you can only say so much before free agency, but don't you have a lot to offer a premier free agent right now? I mean, you have cap space, you have a chance to play with Crosby, you have a team with Malkin and Letang, et cetera. I mean, what would your recruiting pitch be in general?
Just going to play that back. Sounds good. I think we're in a really good position. I think we have a very good team. We're well coached. We have great ownership. We have a beautiful building, as everybody sees. You know, there's a lot of good teams out there, a lot of good situations, and you don't know what players may do. And You know, and again, we have to formulate our game plan this week as to what we're going to do, but we're in a different position than we were a few days ago.
Hey, would you say size on the wings, more size on the wings would be a priority for you? I know ideally you'd like to have everybody 6'4".
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, we'll look at that, continue to look at that. And that's, you know, part of getting Brandon Sutter back. He certainly is. He's a big body, and that's important to keep adding to your top nine. And, you know, getting an experienced player like that who I think just, you know, looking at that deal is just seemed like such a good deal for both teams and where this Sutter fits in for us. And because other things we kind of looked at were maybe for a winger or whatever, but then again, you have that hole there. You fill a hole, create a hole, and so we'll, you know, it's, you know, the size of our forward group we'll continue to look at. You know, but the forwards you do have, I think, are, you know, are physical, gritty guys. So there's a difference of having the bigger bodies that are not as physical. But so we'll look at that, though. It's a good question.
As you go over the next week, how much can you work with Crosby to fit him into the long-term plan? Like, you know, look, this is what I want to do, and you're working on an extension. I don't know if you'll say he'll take less than market value, but to include him in and work it out so that, you know,
well, I think
all those pieces will fit.
Yeah, no, I think that's part of the conversation. That's, you know, that's what Sidney did last time, and that's, you know, trying, you know, let's be honest. I mean, he's a great hockey player that these players, you know, need to be paid. And so we need to figure that out, and also figure out, which he's always been willing to do, is to try to get what's fair for him, but also help the team out so we can continue to, you know, surround these players with good players. So we'll continue to work on that. And, yeah, that's a conversation that, you know, I have engaged him with already, and we'll continue to talk to him. And, you know, he's been up at Jordan's wedding, so we'll continue that next week. And he's never been reluctant to help the team out.
Ray, how important is it coming out of the new CBA that there's a renewed emphasis on cracking down on obstruction, things like that? And how important is that to this franchise? Are you confident that's going to happen?
Well, I think we'll see. They're going to have, I believe, a summit in August with coaches and managers and officials and players to kind of see the game as to where we are again. And there was a lot of talk about that during the course of the second half of the season and the playoffs. And, you know, my job is, as a manager, is you make recommendations for rules in the GM meetings, but we don't make the rules. That goes to the ownership level. And as a manager, you have to play by the rules that are in place. So that's what I intend to do. But we'll see where that goes, you know, for next year. And because we have a really good game, and, you know, you got to play by the rule enforcement.
It's such a long regular season, Ray, and so many things happen. But ultimately, is it fair that teams, franchises are judged and judge themselves on what happens in those few weeks and months in the spring?
10 days. Yeah, it's, you have what you think is a really good team, and in 10 days it goes down the drain. And looking at Philadelphia, who beat us, and the way they beat us, and 10 days later, they're out, and they're looking at themselves saying, what the heck just happened? We just beat Pittsburgh, and we thought New Jersey beats them, and they're questioning themselves. They've got to answer the same questions we had to answer. The style of their play, their offensively, are they good enough defensively? Well, they're a pretty good team. And, you know, is it fair that you're judged that way? Well, you know, yeah, you always, as a good team, you always want to move on, and that's how you judge yourself. And, you know, to say otherwise, what I'm going to say, yeah, we had a great regular season. Losing the first round is okay. I mean, that's not the standard we want to set here. And, you know, with due respect, I mean, it's there's good teams. And, you know, just it's hard. And that's what makes it so hard. And I was talking to a couple of managers here this week, and talking to Dean Lombardi in L.A., and, you know, he's talking to managers who have won Stanley Cups recently, how difficult it is to repeat. We talk how hard it is, and we kind of look back in 07 and 08, where Detroit and Pittsburgh get back to the finals. I mean, that's to have the both teams, how hard it is to do this now. It'll be interesting if that ever happens again. I think that was, you look back, it just, when it happened, it was like, well, okay, this is great, but you look back at how hard that was to happen. Both teams going through that same thing again the following year. It's I'm not sure if you're going to see that in the future.
Rick, consensus is that you made a very good hockey trade yesterday by trading Jordan, but when you know, at the end of the night, were you kind of thinking, my God, we've lost Jordan? Was it in hindsight very difficult?
No, when I went, you know, it, what was more difficult for me on Jordan was probably Thursday night and up until about 2 o'clock on Friday. And then after 2 o'clock on Friday, I know what I wanted to do, and if I could do it, I was going to do it. And if I didn't, then I was going to keep Jordan Stahl. And when it happened with Caroline in particular, as I said yesterday, it just felt like the right thing to do, and it was right for Jordan, it was right for us, and right for Caroline, and it's a win-win for everybody. But you know, I went back to my room last night after our meetings, and I felt good about it, and you know, a special attachment to Jordan, and you know, I got a real special text back from him today, which means a lot. And but he's going to do a great job down there. So, and you know, the important thing for us as a franchise moving forward with Brandon Sutter and the two other kids that we got, that's what's important now. And we wish Jordan the best. And you know, Brandon is a part of the Penguins now, and we're looking forward to having these three players, you know, for the foreseeable future.
Were you surprised it was pretty quiet trade-wise outside of you guys? The market was pretty, considering some of the names that have been out there. Are you surprised that it was quiet?
I don't think it was as quiet as you think, and just because the trades didn't happen, I think a lot of things are being held up, maybe by July 1 with a few notable free agents out there, and I think after that things will fall through, so we'll start to work. But yeah, there was certainly plenty of offers, I think, made, and at least it came my way. So, but I think you'll see that pick up as we get maybe to July 1 and beyond. So once these things start to fall, it might be a domino.
Having made a big trade, would you prefer that your next addition be by free agents?
I don't know. I just think that you have to just be prepared for either. And, you know, right now we've got two good goaltenders. We've got a number of defensemen signed with young guys coming, and we got a pretty good group up front that, you know, we'll take a look at. And as I said, we'll get to, you know, what have been two important players for us in Sullivan Ash, and try to make decisions on them during the week, you know, out of respect to these veteran players. So we'll see what it brings, and whether it's free agency or trade, we'll take a look, and if it makes sense, we'll look into it. If not, we might just wait.
About only Matt to finish.
Yep.
A lot of the experts feel like he's the most edge already defenseman. He said that he was going to compete for a roster spot right away. Well, how do you feel about that?
Well, he's. We had him. We really liked him, and we saw a lot of him obviously in London this year. And he's a big, strong kid already. And we'll see how he does. The first step for him will be our development camp in July, and we'll see where he is then. And I hope he can compete for a job in training camp. That means we have a training camp, so that's that would be good news for us. So, but we're excited to have him, and I think he's got a real nice future ahead of himself. And the way he played in London, and a lot of leadership skills, and. So we're looking forward to having him in development camp in July.
Right,
thank
so
you.
Much.
Appreciate
thanks.
It. Yep.
Thanks, Ray.
Yeah, thanks, Mike.
Appreciate
it. Thank you.